So something really bad must have happened because OBS literally just started crashing. It was like, whoops, OBS has crashed, and it was random as hell. Alright, so today, because I am nocturnal as fuck, and I will be honest, I am a night person. I'm a night owl. I'm not a daytime person. I used to be, but I'm unfortunately not now, and I'm a fucking night owl. So we're gonna talk about how to change the startup sound and shutdown for NVDA. You can do this at any time, and it's actually very self-explanatory. You do have to rename the files a certain way, and in my case, I find that deleting the original files and adding in the new start and exit files seem to work the best. So I'm feeling a little Windows 2000 vibe today, and so we're going to use the later, so build 1983 of Windows 2000 startup and shutdown sounds. I'm not going to play it because OBS has a very bad tendency to crash on me whenever I use Media Player, and I've learned that now. So we're not going to do that.
All is recording. Stop recording. Check button.
So,
sector wire read, TW blue column, OBS 31.0, sector wire read on Z, TW blue, OBS 31, OBS, search window,
great.
Oh.
I'm feeling
Alexis personal file explorer.
Very lucky today. So, what we're going to do is once we apply the sounds into our NVDA folder, then we can, we can hear the sounds for the first time.
Desktop, document, videos 5, all TV sound, sear, load off, 1000 beta 3, leader, dot wave 8 of 18.
So we are actually going to rename this file to exit. You're still going to keep the dot wave extension because it's required. They don't take MP3 files. You can either copy these to a different folder and rename them, or you can just rename them right here and then copy them when you're finished with them.
Copy out, rename out, MF23M. Items view list, load off, 2000 beta 3, leader, dot wave edit selected, load off, 2000 beta 3, leader. Blank, selection removed.
We're gonna name this one, exit.
X, Y, D. Items view list, exit dot wave edit selected, exit. Alexis personal file explorer, items view list, exit dot wave 8 of 18. Load off 85.0. Log on 2000 beta 3 earlier. Dot wave. Log on 2000 beta 3 later. Dot wave 11 of 18.
So these are going to be our startup and shutdown. And this one we need to rename to start.
Cut. Copy out. Rename out. MF23 up. Items view.
And just an FYI, you do not capitalize this.
Blank. Selection removed. S. D. A. R. T. Log on 85. Start dot wave edit selected start. Start dot wave 15 of 18. Piano improvisate. Start. TW blue set VMA 20. Start dot wave 15.
So now we're going to go into our C drive and navigate to our program files. And in there is where we can manage our sounds and remove and replace them.
Run dialog type C. C colon. Local disk C. File explorer. Items view list. Page, perf logs 5 of page, program files 6 of page, program files x80. Items view, NVDA 16 of 29. Items view list, rail display drivers not selected 1 of 1, W, wave 13 of 100. Items view list, browse mode dot, error dot, exit dot wave 3 of 10.
We're not going to use this exit dot wave anymore. We're going to use
cut
our
out, T-control, P. Items view list, exit dot wave 3, 97% waves file explorer. Items view list, focus mode dot wave not selected 3 of 9. Alexis person, Alexis.
We're gonna put our own exit dot wave.
Piano, start dot wave, TW, Windows low, Windows log, Windows TW, piano, mess, log on, load off, exit dot wave 8 of 18.
We're gonna replace it with this.
Cut out, copy out, see, items, waves file explorer, well, waves file explorer. Destination folder access denied. Copying one item from Alexis personal to wave space. Pause the operation checkbox, not check read only. Waves file explorer. Items view list. Exit dot wave 10 of 10.
So we've already added our exit. Now we want to remove our start.
S. Screen curtain off dot wave 4 of S. Screen curtain off dot S. Start dot wave 6 of 10.
Make sure you Do not delete the wrong thing.
Cut out the items view list. Start.wav 6 of 10. Screen curve. Suggestions close.wav 6 of 9. Alexa's personal file S. Start.wav 15 of 18.
We are now going to add our new start.wav.
Cut out. Copy out. Seek it. Items view list. Waves file explorer. Item.
It's going to come destination folder access denied.
Copy in space. Pause the operation checkbox not yet read only. Waves file explorer. Items view list. Start.wav 10 of 10.
And there is another way you can do this, however, it hasn't worked for me. You can rename them start default or exit default. However, I have a very big issue every time I do this. It does not work. It refuses to work for me, and I cannot figure out why the hell it doesn't work. So until I can figure out why it does that, I just delete the old files and I use new ones. Anyways, we're going to restart NVDA now.
Alexa's first.
We've made our changes.
OBS 30.
So you can hear the sounds.
NVDA menu. Exit. Restart. OBS. Loading NVDA. Please wait. OBS 31.0.3 profile. Untitled.
So we are now back on our copy, and it did work. The sound just got cut off because a little bit too long. I could have trimmed it. I just don't feel like trimming it, and I honestly could care less. Certain sounds can be a little bit too long for it, but who really cares?
Pause recording check. Stop recording checkbox check.
This is just a quick tutorial on how to do that, and I hope you liked it. I figured I'd make this because I said I promised I would show you guys how to do it. The start, default, exit, default, all that. So I'm going to hand that off to somebody else to teach you how to do that. Because my computers, quite frankly, do not like it when I do that. It will refuse to play the startup sound or the shutdown sound. And then I get confused as hell because I don't want to admit this, but I do like my startup, and I'm very dependent on my startup sound. Anyways, I hope you enjoyed this, and this is going on Mastodon as always. Peace out.